So what is a decamp school? This is the first school in Birmingham to decamp. The entire school has moved into temporary accommodation, which has been built alongside the playground here. The head's given me a bit of a tour, and we're just about to walk down to this wonderful wall of artwork. But, I mean, it's extraordinary. 800 pupils being moved into temporary accommodation. How's it gone?
It's gone extremely well. The staff and students have worked really hard to cooperate and work with each other, but we're very, very pleased with it. It's been very smooth so far. And you know yourself, having spoken to the kids, that they've enjoyed it and they like it.
I know, well, I've got some of the kids sort of like behind me here. Now, one of the things that you told me that you were most delighted about was you got a taste of what the new building was going to be like, because the temporary accommodation has provided that. Number one thing that you mentioned was the toilets. Why are the toilets so good?
We've got mirrors at the back of the door, so we can look at ourselves and
the clean, and they're just so much more better, and like this toilet paper, obviously.
So,
yeah,
you have dryers that work.
But the real difference is that there is no main door. Is you walk down a corridor, you can see straight into the room, so that stops like a lot of potential bullying and stuff, doesn't it?
It's really good for us as supervisors and as for teachers as well, because we know what's going to happen. We know if there's any going to be any trouble, we can go in there and stop it straight away without us having to open the door and looking behind the closed doors.
Now, I don't know whether you can hear any of the sort of like the squealing noises that's coming from the construction site, everyone working on what was your school. How did you feel about moving out of your old school into this temporary building? And I bet initially you were a bit concerned.
We were kind of tentative at first, like, you know, how is it going to be like going into from the old school to new school? But it was really good when it came in, because it was spacious and it was really good environment. It looked refreshing and it was a good way to work.
Now, is it a good way to work, or has it been slightly, you know, distracting for you?
It has been distracting, but we learned to get used to it, so just basically, yeah, carry on with it.
Just deal with it. And on top of that, you know, because everyone's split on different levels, everyone has their own space and own place to relax, and you don't need to mix in with other groups and clash into other people.
It's more comfortable than the old building. It's definitely more comfortable than the old building. You have more fun in this building than you had in the other building.
Why is that?
Because as like extracurricular activities, and then like things you can do in your own spare time, but with teacher supervision. So it's like, if you want to do something out of school, you just need a teacher supervision, and you're allowed to do it.
And how motivating have you found it?
Quite a lot, because we've moved into a temporary building which has more space than the actual building, and it feels like
all the space is used wisely from 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the evening. It's just you can come in any time between that time, and it's constant use, and on Saturdays as well, Sundays as well, it's in constant use. So
okay, well, we're going to go and have a look at all this artwork, and I'm going to bring this to an end because you lot are standing under an umbrella. It is pouring with rain and I'm getting soaked.